Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I mean, I can't judge the motives of Orwell. He may have had good motives, but he knew what the Fabian socialists had planned, which was a world, you know, socialist dictatorship under sort of a super rich elite. And then that's basically what's in Brave New World too. Both books pretty much kind of leave you without hope. They kind of give you the idea that, well, it's just inevitable, right? Because
right.
The end of Brave New World, the guy commits suicide. And then at the end of 1984, basically, you know, Winston is processed into loving Big Brother. You know, he goes through that trauma process and is broken down. Mm-hmm. So both books are exactly what you're saying. Like, and again, maybe they both had secret good motives. I don't think so in Huxley's case, but a lot of people, a lot of people argue that in Orwell's case he did. I don't know, but yeah, I think you're onto something with that, to where they wanted to create people who would be revolutionaries, because in my view, the system that we have is slated to go away. So all this great reset stuff is really just about blowing up the existing system like a phoenix from the ashes and then bringing in the new system. So in order to do that, they do eventually want people who critique the existing system. This is a kind of a Marxist idea of like never ending critique, to bring about what Huxley called the final revolution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm glad you brought up Alice Bailey and like Lucius Truss and all that stuff, because that's what I think. That's what I think they're going to replace this dark dystopian new world order with, is something based on like, oh, the ascended masters, these enlightened beings are going to rule over us. And we know Aldous Huxley, you know, he was, I think like one of the founding members of the Esalen Institute.
Yeah,
and the Esalen Institute was known as like, you know, the New Age retreat center that helped end the Cold War. So
absolutely. Yeah. So it was part of a spy thing. I'm glad you noticed that, because not a lot of people know that it was connected to the Cold War.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's kind of where I think we're headed, is that the whole, like I said, dark satanic new world order that people are being shown right now is just a smokescreen for what's really coming. I mean, I really believe that anyone with an average IQ can see how obvious it is that the World Economic Forum is taking over, that COVID was bullshit, you know, at least the things they did about it. Yeah. And like, even people that used to call me crazy, like, you know, my own dad, he's like, did you watch the G2 summit? Like, they're all dressed like Satanists. Like, I think this is all by design. I'm like, yeah, but I know, but I think it's all by design. It's all on purpose. It's the Hegelian dialectic. And that's what, you know, Hermeticism is. And that's who these people are, that, you know, they're like the sorcerers at the top, all, you know, they're alchemists.
Yeah. Did you, there's a movie that, if you haven't seen it, you really should watch, that relates to what you're talking about. Everybody knows about 2001 by Kubrick, but have you watched the 80s 2010 movie?
I haven't watched it. I mean, dude, so I have a really bad habit of not watching movies and just wanting to know exactly what happened. So I'll just read through the synopsis. So I have an idea of what it is.
Well, I highly recommend watching that one, because it gives you what the next phase of 2001, you know, after the events of 2001 is. I mean, I know 2001 has the future in it, but 2001 and what deals with our day. So in 2010, you have the entity Halman, right? Like he's transcended to out of bodily existence. He's basically downloaded into the, it's not a cube, but you can still say a rectangle is a form of like black cube, you could say, in a way, because rectangles are still squares. But the, the character later on reveals that the whole plan was this sort of Luciferian superstructure that would be built throughout the universe on the basis of these AI monoliths. Basically, the monoliths are like floating servers in space where you can download, and they like open up. They're kind of portals to, anyway, but there's a specific reference at the end of the movie that the out of the Cold War, the whole movie takes place in a Cold War setting, and then out of the Cold War comes the Luciferian global order. It's pretty crazy. Explicitly. And,
yeah, isn't Halman, like, doesn't he merge with the cube or like the monolith and turns into a half AI, half person, I guess? Yeah,
so in 3010 he does that, but in 2010 he's just disembodied. I guess he's basically still united with it, but he evolves into like a super being in the third one. But in the second one, the movie, it's really just because it shows that the purpose of the Cold War was to put the dialectical opposition of East and West against each other. And when that conflict happens, like a chemical reaction, what you get out of that will be this order. It's referred to at the end of the film as like under the children of the sun, right? So they're under this light worship, basically.
Oh,
they're children of the sun.
That's really interesting, because I was just going to point out that, like, yeah, I think that movie is another nod towards the social engineering of the false dichotomy of like the machine people versus like the quote unquote enlightened people. And if you ever read like Edgar Cayce, I haven't read a whole lot of them, but he was talking about how before Atlantis fell, there was a war going on.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Between the sons of Belial or Baal or something and the children of the Law of One. And we all know what the Law of One is now because of Don Elkins and Carla Ruckert, I think. The Law of One was like this new religion being spread by this being called Ra. Are you familiar with that channeled material?
I think so. I don't know a lot about it, but I think I have heard this. I've heard of the Law of One in this. Was there a cult that came out of that?
A cult that came out of it?
Is there one? Does it have a name?
I think so. I think so.
Well, I'm not that familiar with it.
I think there was a group of people in like Kentucky doing all this weird stuff with the Law of One and channeling Ra. And then like the people who were channeling the Nine, they were also involved.
Okay, that I know about, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so like I just found that interesting. That was something I never realized, is that, you know, Edgar Cayce was already talking about this, like the people who worship the light versus the people that worship the darkness are going to go to war with each other over and over and over again, apparently. But yeah, the stuff about that raw material is just really weird. And I tend to stay like, I don't, just because I'm talking about it doesn't mean I like believe in it.
Sure.
I mean, I do believe these people are hearing voices and stuff and, you know, maybe seeing actual beings and UFOs and whatever. But, you know, I think that there's otherworldly beings at work trying to orchestrate this false dichotomy or this Hegelian dialectic. Like Don Elkins, for example, this guy who was in charge of channeling this raw being, you know, this whole religion is based on their new religion is based on like love and light and whatever. But this dude ended up committing suicide and losing his mind beforehand. So I'm like, you know, judge a tree by its fruits. You know,
a lot of cult leaders end up doing that, which
yeah it's very interesting.
Well, yeah, I mean, that to me would suggest, you know, demonic possession. I mean, in the Bible, for example, anytime people commit suicide in the scriptures, there's always a reference to them being possessed in some way. So I think that suicide is fundamentally pretty much a demonic motivation.
Yeah. But it's definitely demonically driven.
What do you think about, so one thing that Jamie and I have touched on here and there, we haven't gone super deep into it because I don't know what I think about it yet.
Some call balds or testicles. Are you suffering from small ball syndrome? Are you lacking baldness and testicles bursting out of your Daisy Dukes? If you're a guy and you want to increase that ball size, that testosterone, that testicles power, if you want to see balls busting out of your Daisy Dukes, head on over to Chalk.com right now, and I'm going to explain what they have. Toxic masculinity. Grow your balls right now with Chalk.com. Head on over to CHOQ.com. Use the promo code J50 to increase your toxic masculinity, aka your testicles size. Do it right now. You can go to Chalk.com right now and get a hold of the male vitality stack. We're talking about Tonkat Ali, proven to boost testosterone. We're talking about the Chalk Daily. We're talking about ashwagandha. All of these are able to fill in what's missing in our nutrient deficient diets. If you're looking for the standard when it comes to safety, potency, and transparency, all of the ingredients at Chalk are properly tested. In fact, they source the highest quality adaptogens straight from the rainforest. They put them through a cold-pressed strategy of purification that is unmatched anywhere else. These are the best supplements out there. I can attest to it. This is what you want if you're looking to increase your toxic masculinity points by at least one zillion. Jamie, my wife, is a huge fan of the stacks that are applicable to women. They have stacks for the ladies as well. She takes the Shilajit. She takes the Irish Moss. Both of those are great for ladies, balancing out hormones, focusing your mental clarity so that you can plow through zillions of books like Jamie does in such an amazing way. Don't you, Jamie? Yes. And she also loves the chocolate, which is an excellent superfood additive, especially for your morning smoothie regimen. Of course, ladies, you're not going to grow your balls. You're not going to grow testicles. Don't worry. That's only for the stacks for men. Increasing that testosterone, baby. Head on over right now to chalk.com, chalk.com. Put in the promo code JAY50 to get 50% off any of these excellent products over at chalk.com. Also, if you want to put in recurring subscription, you can do that so that you don't have to put this information back in every month, right? We can even expand over into the sections here where the products are listed according to mood, according to hormone, according to detox, according to superfood, you name it. It's all easily accessible right here for you. Again, in the male or the ladies stacks, STAQ stack. Now, the promo code for that is J53LIFE. That will give you 53% off recurring subscriptions. That's J53LIFE only at chalk.com.
But I noticed that you guys have talked about, or it's referenced, the what's your take on, first I want to talk about Chaos Magic and quantum computers, and then black goo and the smart dust.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Because if you cover film symbolism like we do, you will constantly encounter the idea of the black goo and all this. And I don't know what I think about it yet, so I want to get your take on it. But we haven't covered Robert Anton Wilson a lot on my channel, even though I have read a couple of his books. What's your take on Robert Anton Wilson, Chaos Magic, and Quantum Computers?
Yeah, so that's, that was something I was going to bring up earlier when we were talking about like conspiracies being conspiracies in themselves, you know, some of the theories.
Disinfo, yeah.
Yeah. So like Robert Anton Wilson, he came out with the Illuminatus trilogy, right? Mm-hmm. And that pretty much put the whole idea of the Illuminati into the mainstream consciousness.
Right.
And the story goes that he actually got this idea from Kerry Thornley, who was the creator of this religion, kind of a parody religion, called Discordianism, where they worshipped the goddess of Discord.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that was an offshoot of that.
Oh, okay.
The whole thing about like Robert Anton Wilson revealing all of this information about the Illuminati and then going on to live like a pretty decent life while living right next to Bohemian Grove is just really suspect to me.
Yeah, I think Raw was definitely a revelation of the method kind of person. Like his whole thing was showing you what they're up to and, you know, sort of enticing you, sort of sometimes people call it conspiracy candy, right? Kind of throwing out conspiracy candy to get people interested in it. But like Hoffman calls it, it's really just revelation of the method.
Yeah, yeah. I just started getting to Hoffman stuff, like all that's really, really interesting, like the Shelby Downard stuff. Yeah, so Cary Thornley, he supposedly came up with the idea of the Illuminati as a joke, you know, this all-encompassing conspiracy of like the secret society that rules the world and controls literally everything. Mm-hmm. And Robert Anton Wilson at the time was working at Playboy magazine and receiving all these letters from Cary Thornley where he's telling him his crazy ideas and he thinks they're awesome. So he starts putting them in the magazine and putting these ideas out there. You know, this is before the books. And Cary Thornley also told him about Discordianism, his own religion, where obviously worshiping the God of order or the Christian God hasn't worked out so far. So we should worship the goddess of chaos.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And so, yeah. And so maybe that'll work. But the thing I find like really interesting about the whole saga of like Cary Thornley and Robert Anton Wilson is that Cary Thornley started becoming convinced that the Illuminati was real because really weird things were happening to him. And he was also in the military and he was friends with Lee Harvey Oswald while he was in the military. And so he wrote a book about him. And in this book, it's a fictional book. In this book, Lee Harvey Oswald defects from the US and starts working for the Soviet Union and is involved in some sort of conspiracy. And so when this really does happen in real life, Cary Thornley's questioned by the FBI if he had any involvement in the assassination of JFK. And in my second book, I go and like, I can't remember all the strange connections, but there's so, so many people interconnected with each other between Robert Anton Wilson, Cary Thornley, Lee Harvey Oswald, even Aldous Huxley and JFK and people involved in the Bell Laboratories and just really weird stuff. And, you know, maybe that's just what happens when you are involved in chaos magic or it's really a conspiracy. But the whole idea of chaos magic to me is that some of these these conspiracy books and like the whole counterculture, you know, which start off as like, you know, these weird magazines that were just being handed out and like pamphlets and stuff.
Right.
I think it's almost like the same thing as sigil magic. And I think that's what chaos magic is. So they're spreading their ideas in order to kind of manifest them and
Have you seen Peter Carroll, his stuff?
Just a tiny bit.
Yeah. So he's the father of chaos magic ahead of, so Crowley's sort of the daddy of, you know, the 20th century Satanism. And then his student is one of his students, Peter Carroll, becomes the father of chaos magic. And so he has a book, obviously books on that, but one of his other books is about cyber magic. So he was like way ahead of the time when it came and he connects being a cyber shaman. Yeah. He connects, you know, what's going on with computers and symbolism and manipulating cryptography with that same type of idea of magic. I put a chapter on that in my new book too, it's called Gods and Computers, about cryptography and cryptocracy. So there is a connection that's definitely there. But I know Robert Anton Wilson talked about Crowley and that kind of stuff because I remember reading Lucifer Rising. But
He seemed to really like Crowley, which threw me off.
And he thinks that that's the superior position above the dialectic, right? So you got the left and the right. You've got all these polarities, and he seems to think that like the Crowleyan position is like the one that really transcends all the different oppositions. Which I don't think that's the case at all. I think Crowley was one of the threads that will come out if you get into the espionage side of this is that a lot of these figures, particularly Crowley, they play heavily into British intelligence. So I think the real Illuminati here is what Quigley identifies as like the superstructure of the British Empire